dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share. When our chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the rose is called yonder valley there. When the I believe in the one day, Lord Jesus. I believe he still is calling me out of me. I believe that he walked on the water. I believe that he's the answer for me. Yes, I believe. Where
Sin the day.
446.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus, through thy hand, is now gone above. Hallelujah, thy glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy glory, revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of life, who has shown us our Savior and has scattered our night. Hallelujah, thy glory, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thy glory, revive us again. Revive us again, fill your heart with love. Christ is the fountain to wash guilt away. Forgive him for sin, that burden of thine, and enter the fold with the 99.
Song selected, Brother Tom will lead us in, is 668. Is that right? 668. A number of these songs here that week, they appeared that last few minutes, dealt with the spiritual side of things. And the spiritual side of things is what God really wanted us to have and to know and to be and to do. Jesus knew that it was not getting across. He knew that it was not getting that way. Because of the way that people were reacting to him. And they were thinking of a material kingdom and a worldly kingdom. And in that way, that was the way it was. In Mark chapter 10, commencing in verse 12, 35, you'll see that James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus shortly before the time of his betrayal. And they said, Lord, when you come into your glory, pretty obvious they were thinking this was going to be the time. Grant that one of us may sit upon your right hand and one upon your left hand. It's reminiscent of a mother who came to Jesus inquiring about her sons being able to be seated at the side of Jesus. And yet it is the case that here are two of the disciples that simply did not yet understand the spiritual nature of the kingdom, the church of our Lord, the body of Christ. Jesus looked at them, and I can sense that in the writing of Mark 10, maybe it was for he looked at them, and he looked at them again, and looked at them again. And he says simply this to them. You know not what you ask for. Can you be baptized with the baptism that I am to be baptized with? Speaking of the baptism of suffering that he dealt with. They looked at one another as it were and said to him a reply, we're able. To which Jesus said, yes, you will go through that. You will be there. You will know about this baptism of suffering. Yes, you will. And being faithful to God's heaven, there is reward on the other side. Our Lord Jesus wanted us to understand, and the nature of us to understand, as he came back to the disciples and before he ascended back to glory in Acts chapter 1. And he wanted them to realize, go into the city and thereby till the Holy Spirit comes upon you. When that Holy Spirit comes upon you, he'll remind you of all the things. things I've said and the true meaning of those things. They did go in the city and there they did speak. And because of that, when the Sanhedrin council came to arrest them and beat them and charge them, we did not speak anymore with this man. They were speaking these words to men who were sure that there is a heaven above, that Jesus went back to glory to be there, that the body of Christ needs to be set up and planted and done, and there's a case that that's the case. He cares for us. And for anyone listening by way of internet that wishes to be a part of the kingdom of God's dear Son, on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, through repentance and baptism, that they were free from their sins and added by the Lord to His church, Acts 2:47. You could be added tonight. And that time is the way of thinking about this as we sing this song together. Let's stand together, brethren, as we sing this song for the benefit of all.
Come to Jesus, He will save you.
Though your sins have crimson glow, if you give your heart to Jesus, He will make you white as snow. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to today. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Jesus, come today. Come to Jesus, dying sinner. Other Savior there is none. He will share with you His glory when you feel alone in His Son. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today.
Be seated, please. Our kind Father, as we thank Thee so much for the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who in it bore our sins upon the tree, let us be reminded of that body as we partake of this bread. In Jesus' name. Now we turn to the fruit of the vine, which should remind us of the blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, and how this blood cleanses us from our sins, and the hope that we have through Him is only through that way. In Jesus' name. Brethren, let me remind you once again that the new report for Pineville Children's Home has come in on top of the others. It's the green and white right there on the table in the foyer. Thank you for being here tonight. Hope you've enjoyed the singing time together and the ideals that these songs set forth for us. Thank you.
Let's turn to number two. Number two.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cloud of the rock, where rivers of the land seek. He hideth my soul in the cloud of the rock, that shadows of the cursed land. He hideth my life in the depths of his flood, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the time spent together tonight. Thank you for your Son and all that he did in his life, and in the giving of his life for us. We thank you, Father, for our health. Pray that you'll watch over those who are not here and sick and hurting. Please guide our steps in this very troubled time that we live in. Thank you for all your love and care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God
bless y'all.
Yeah,
I heard
just like that. Look, I'm glad I ain't got taken. Heather said she was going to take them, you know, because the Miller's first day, and she's going to pick them up. I said, I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'll do it the next day. Well, that's what I told Heather. I said, it was good weekend's a mess, but I told her she wanted, I think they can actually walk them to the door. They can't go any further. They got to have a mask on to check the temperature. And she wanted to pick them up, you know, his first day. So I told her, I told her, I'll just get them back to the doctor.
You see him, don't you?
Yeah.
Because if they let them step on their bottom step, they don't attack.